The Arabs want one thing. The Palestinians want one thing. Have to have it. It's their land. USA and Britain, the capitalists, set up a false situation to begin with. A situation is going to bring about war automatically. And Israel has got an intransigent, an absolute prime minister who says, by God, we will not bend. We won't give a dust of Sinai. We'll go down in our own dust before we give it up. And what are you going to do with a little screw ass that's got nuclear weapons? And he says that. How are you going to get him out of there? Are the Arabs going to forever put up with it? Is Lebanon going to allow part of Lebanon to continue to belong to Israel? Is Jordan going to let part of its land, the West Bank, belong to Israel? Is Egypt forever going to have a Sadat that's an Uncle Tom? No, he'll die finally. And somebody, the Egyptians, are going to say, give us back our Gaza Strip. Give us back the Sinai. Who the hell is going to give? And how are you going to make Israel give? Particularly, she has a fanatic. Then he also pointed out the contradictions in Southeast Asia between Cambodia and Vietnam. He said, there's too many boiling points. World War III has already begun. It's just a matter of time before the nuclear weapons start to blow, and you people out there cannot face that, some of you seniors. You're like Angela Davis. You're too messianic-oriented. You believe in your own immortality. You've never faced that every city, everything you ever knew, all those goddamn little villages you were going to go back to in Tennessee are going to be leveled. It's going to be leveled like a desert. Only it'll be deeper than a damn desert. They'll be about 3 miles deep, dug out of the earth. That's what you've got to face as a reality. Then make your foreign policy on that. That's why China's building her underground shelters. As Shaken says, she's very, very sophisticated in that. And China, we're grateful that she came to the economic assistance of Guyana and Jamaica. And you think we're just because we've been pro-Soviet, we're going to be intransigent? We're not going to move? We're not going to be friendly to China? If it makes the Russians mad, that's too bad. We are also not aligned, are we not? If anybody comes in here and asks us if we're pro anything, no. We believe in communal living. We believe in cooperative living. We believe in a socialist lifestyle. We're not against the United States. We are for the working class people. Fact of the matter, we certainly prefer a Carter over Nixon. In some ways, that's debatable too, though. I don't know. Time will tell. But remember, certain things, we live by peace. We don't believe in guns. We don't believe in violence towards each other. You remember all these things? Be sure you got them all in your brain. Obviously, we don't put anybody in boxes, and we don't whip anybody. We don't have free sex, and you can marry whoever you want to. Marry who you choose. Is that not true? If you're silly enough to get married. You don't even have to marry them in the official sense, but that's going to cause a lot of eyes to raise and brows to be lifted. So I would say you can get engaged whoever you choose here. I don't think I'd talk about that because that's a little premature for some socialists even. But we believe in the family. We believe in the nuclear family. We believe that daddy and mother both equally. So if you're asked questions, we believe the dad and the mom and every little child might be asked questions by someone. You never know what's CIA, who it is. Say, yeah, we believe in the family. We believe the daddy ought to help to raise the child, just like the mother should help to rear the child and should daddy the child and should take care of the child and share the burdens of child rearing together, right? How do we get people to work? We work because we care about each other. We care about our own individual family, and we care about the bigger family. Sure, there's certain rewards if you do work. There's rewards. We get rewards also for listening to current events. But we are not going to be sitting here and saying dogmatically, well, we are pro-Soviet, and there's where we stand. We couldn't afford to be that in the first place. That would be foolish. That would not be a reasonable solution when China is working with Guyana. But secondly, we are seeing something happen with China that is encouraging. Let us hope. And I don't know that there's much more that she could do. If she thinks the nuclear war is going to come, she has more underground shelters than anyone. How many understand that now and are prepared for it? I want you to be able to get that complex test, that complex understanding. Seems rather clear understanding. She's got more underground shelters in the few years. Her revolution brought her out of the caves in 1949, and she's got underground shelters that reach out, underground cities 100 miles from the main centers of Nanking, Peking, and various of the various cities of China, Shanghai. She's eliminated the rats. She's eliminated the flies by swatting them. And I do hope that you'll bring your fly swatter, or we're going to start penalizing. As we check in, we want to check in and see if people have their fly swatters. But the fly swatter is not needed at night. What we do need to see you doing it in the day. How many have pledged you're going to use your fly swatter? Okay. So if China believes there's going to be a nuclear war, it's best, in her mind, no doubt, to get it over with, right? Before Israel gets the bomb and all the other nations get the bomb, until finally there'll be nothing left of the world. So she's probably trying to play it, as Chaikin brought clearly out. She's able to move into the vacuums in Latin America, where USA wouldn't tolerate Russia. At the same time, she's able to play them against each other. And she, that's cruel. It's hard for me to calculate it. But if I'm not scientific enough oriented, I don't know enough about all the scientific realities of nuclear technology, but if she does get it off now and get it over with, all the world admits that this part of the world will survive, almost untouched. If we go another 20 years, everybody's going to have the bomb. So China's moving to get Russia and USA to finish it off. And maybe she's even doing his Soviets a service, because the Soviets have several underground cities too, underground shelters. Who doesn't have any? USA. Now, I want that strongly emphasized next time. We went over this. We shouldn't be repeating it. All right, we'll move on now to the next question. We got the non-aligned nations, didn't we, in Belgrade. Why is a mother suing NBC? Mike has had his hand up several times.
There was a movie called Born Innocent on NBC where a young woman was mutilated and raped. And this woman who's
by seven teenagers.
Right. This woman who's suing NBC, her daughter was had the same thing done to her as a model from Born Innocent.
Just hours after, and so she is attributing to it. But today, NBC put up all sorts of appeals because the big networks, they're not going to... Well, this was tried to be established in Florida, too. You remember that case? That's good. 2 hours. It was also attempted to be proven in Florida. You recall? Where a young man killed. Just he copied it, admitted it. Psychiatrist brought forth evidence, but the courts wouldn't award it. The courts really do not have independence against the big power magnets. And NBC, ABC, and CBS have been the servants of the capitalists. They need them. They may protest a little bit about giving up their freedom, but look in Argentina where they all have to be censored. Did any newspaper close down? One. Look in Chile when they took over and said, newspapers, you're going to print what the government tells you. Anybody protest? One. You watch when the time comes and they tighten up USA. That press will fall right in line. And the courts are no more independent. They're not going to take on NBC and CBS. They're not going to give some little kid that was innocent, didn't have enough time, no really good cultural positive things coming through that bloob tube, that television, and so he sits and looks at somebody killed, and he's in a troubled home, and most homes are troubled, daddy and mom fighting with each other, or they're divorced, and there's nothing but drugs and violence all around him, and so he watches somebody, he's angry, and he watches somebody kill somebody on TV, and goes out and kills several, and his mother charged them with several $1 million, but oh, they put the best lawyers in the world. Can a poor man get a lawyer? No. Can a poor man can't even get out of jail? That's why the bail system is so unfair. You know, say, oh, somebody's out on somebody. The only thing I don't like about Huey Newton right now, with his party practically gone, if I were Huey, I'd go to jail. I'd go to jail, by God, because he's never taken care of his people like I've taken care of mine. Never has worried about the children down to the grandmas and up to down. If I didn't have nothing left, and he's never had communes for his people, if I were in Huey's place right now, I would not show the American working class he could take the bite out of all that dirty lie they're lying on him. They're lying on him. That's a terrible thing they're doing, lying in that magazine to cut him down. But if I were in Huey Newton's place, I would go to jail. I wouldn't be out on no $500,000 bail. Because you don't communicate to the working class. But I'm not in the same position. Because if I went to jail, a lot of people would hurt you. Jail looks good to me, though, baby. Let me tell you, it looks good to me. When I go through the kind of stuff that I go through here, day after day, week after week, you wouldn't want to be in my shoes. Not one day, some of you would not. Johnny Jones had asked and others to be for Stephen to be the chairperson of steering, and he was reluctant to take it. And I, no wonder, he'd been my son, but he said he would because he has leadership qualities. He's got that fair-mindedness, and so he did. He accepted it. But let me tell you, nobody, I hope to hell you don't put them through what I've been through. I hope that these leaders that are coming on, I hope you don't think that they got to be your mama, your daddy, and your fucker. Peace. Born with each other. I want you to be kind to one another. And it is improving. I want us to be decent people. I want us to be knowledgeable people. I want us to have the necessities of life and also help the rest of the world get theirs. But he asked me what I want. Nothing. I don't want a thing on this earth. Nothing but your happiness. And if you ask me what I'd want, because people still put me through too much. You put me through too much. You expect too much of me. You make me a god. And even though I could heal the sick and raise the dead, it's not fair to expect me to be perfect every second and answer every damn problem you got and know what's on your mind. It's not fair the kind of things that some of you put me through. Come on now. Person ought to have some peace. If everyone stands on their own feet, then we'll be able to get that peace. Why is astrology an opiate of the people? USA is going strongly astrological. Everybody's on the astrology kick. Yes, you used to be in it. That's a good one. You answered.
Because it confuses the people and takes their minds off of the real goal of life.
Yes. What's another aspect to it? It's extremely dangerous.
Well, it makes them believe in a false hope also.
Also, but there's something that's extremely difficult. Tish had been in astrology and had written lots of papers and made money at it.
Very possibly. It's the part that makes them think that there's a just world and that justice is going to prevail regardless, and completely deceives them in that way.
Plus the idea that your stars are fixed, that it's generally propagated by those who don't know what the hell they're talking about. And so it's fatalism. There's nothing you can do about the goddamn situation. There's nothing you can do about black people being black. It's the same thing with reincarnation. If we made that a doctrine, even though I believe it and I don't like it, and I get, because at certain times, I believe it. I just believe it. My God, then they try to give me rest and they tell me what I do. I wouldn't want nobody to even give me that kind of rest, because I go back into another life and start talking about shit I don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't even remember it. Don't relate to it. I believe it. Don't understand it. Still don't make this universe any sensible to me. Don't make it sense to me at all. Because it seems to me that I'm doing the same thing I did before. I don't want to hear nothing about no damn reincarnation. Sure, I may be reincarnated 84,000 times, but I don't want to hear nothing about it. They told me something yesterday. I had to have some rest, and they tried to give me some rest, and people who are not believers told me crap I come out of my mouth. I thought, well, Jesus Christ. I wish I didn't believe in it. But I sure wouldn't be talking about it. The only thing that has any practical merit is to tell you don't commit suicide because you'll get your ass in a worse grab bag. I don't understand it. But what did it say? You'll go back 500 generations. 10,000 years. I don't want to go back no 500 generations and start all this crap over again. Do you? So then quit trying to kill yourself by eating too much. Quit trying to kill yourself by not taking your medication. Tell me you never go up that pharmacy. They have to hunt you down. That's not right. You ought to know. You ought to remember when your insulin's due. We're glad for the miracles where insulin's been lifted. Kay was talking last night, the miracle. She can eat anything now, and she was so diabetic she couldn't. She ate all in Georgetown, eat anything here. Sugar doesn't bother at all. Miraculous, but you be sure that the doctor says that's okay. You be sure. You say, I don't commit suicide. When your ass is waddling bigger than a balloon down the pathway, you're committing suicide. How's your death wish? And it don't work out the way you want it to work out. Look at Bobby Stroud. Four damned accidents. All broken up and all crushed, this, that, and the other thing. It don't always work out the way you want it. So be careful. A nice, sweet kid. But get off of that death wish, because it'll bring about more shit than you know you don't want. Hmm? You hear what I'm saying? It's a noble thing if you're going to give your life to something. Say, I'm going to go in, I'm going to make a demonstration of my life. That's a noble thing, if there was a time and a place for that. But right now, we need you here to help build. Everybody is needed to help build. Maybe a day when you can go to Africa and do something. When you're fighting for liberation and freedom, that's called a revolutionary demonstration. But we do not believe in suicide. Do you hear that? Somebody asked you if you believe in reincarnation? Don't discuss it. Say, if anybody asked you that, that's done. Say, I don't, my what I believe about religion is my own business. I don't want to go into that. Say, I don't believe in getting, I believe in doing practical things. You understand what I'm saying? Don't get into religion. Somebody asked you who do they think I am? Say, he's Jim Jones. He's a black-haired man. Got two eyes. I think they're brown. He's got five fingers on each hand. Four fingers and a thumb. And I never seen what's inside his pants or something like that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Delegation. One of these, the man came up to me. He said, Father. That wasn't enough. He says, I'm sick all over. What do you do that for? Why do you do that? That's a terrible thing that you do that to me. That's why astrology is fatalism. You don't believe anything. That's what religion. People say, I don't worry about it. It's the, Nell Smart said it very well last night. He says, oh, that's the Lord's testing. Prejudice, discrimination, black people in jail, black people shot down police. That's just the test of the Lord. Hmm? Yeah, you said it yourself before you got converted. Or semi-converted. Some of you got one leg in that religious shit and one leg in socialism. That's why you creep around. You got that old cement of religious shit on one leg and you got one leg free. That's true. That's why a lot of you are sick. You got one leg in socialism and another leg in the religious shit. One leg in socialism and the other leg wrapped up in your own selfishness. Socialism brings about selflessness. It brings about the death of the ego and the life of the sociocentric ego. We become sociocentric. We become concerned about others, not ourselves. And religion, if you're religious, you're concerned about yourself. I'm going to heaven. What the hell? What if a damn beetle said he was going to heaven? He's got as much right to go to heaven as we have. We dirtied up the whole fucking earth. What did the Cuban Youth Festival critics criticize the U.S. government agency for? What was it for? It accused the CIA of blowing up that Cubana airline. That's one of the things it did, plus a number of other things. What is it? Torturing people in Uruguay. That's important, weather warfare. Now we got to look at that thing. We got to know about that weather warfare. We got to know about how they break the ozone layers. They haven't sophisticated that, but they have the weather warfare. Other things they've done too. They're able to put things underground to cause earthquakes. They already can do that. Cause tidal waves and typhoons. Geophysical, it's called geophysical warfare. Know that. Now we move on to the next one. What happened at a KKK meeting this week in Los Angeles and one in Oxnard?
Socialist Chicana stormed into a KKK meeting in Los Angeles.
That's right. And it was called the Progressive Labor Party, I believe. And it's quite correct. That's 2 hours. They stormed into the meeting, and the police didn't get to them before they broke every damn window out in Los Angeles. But in Oxnard, the Soviet Union, that's another question. The Soviet Union said on the news tonight in Oxnard that the KKK has so powerful influence. Where's Oxnard? I don't even know the damn town. Right by Santa Barbara. They say it's so powerful in the town that nobody can touch the meetings there. And they have meetings after meeting. They're showing that goddamn movie. What is that old movie that was so Birth of a Nation that glorifies the Ku Klux Klan and glorifies the blacks being returned as slaves? And nobody can touch them. Demonstrators against the Ku Klux Klan go to jail, but no Ku Klux Klan. Said Oxnard. Now, when Moscow Radio deals with it, it has to be pretty significant. That's a little old one-horse town. But it's not that small. I think Oxnard is fairly sized, isn't it? What is it? What is the size? What is the size of it? Anybody know? I don't know. 40,000 to 60,000. That's a lot of folk. Got it in the what? Navy base, and it's Ku Klux Klan. Well, we saw that. They had the Ku Klux Klan in San Diego, didn't they? The missile base up there. And the blacks protested the Ku Klux Klan. Who went to jail? Ku Klux Klan? No. Blacks. Blacks beat their ass, and they went to jail. Ku Klux Klan was goading them with crosses, burning crosses, and slurs, and it hit them and done other violent acts, but nothing happened to them. All right, give some recent news items from Guyana. That'll be enough for the present moment that'll carry you through, that you'll be responsible for all that between now and the next test on Friday. If we have one on Friday. Come on, give me some recent news events in Guyana. Okay, Diane.
One thing is that the women are taking over the pricing of the fruit in Guyana. I mean, they're like heading it where they can't go higher. And also, Burnham is looking at see if there's unused land, and if there is, he's making it useful. I mean, if nobody's growing things that could be eatable, I think that's edible. Also. About that.
Okay, 2 hours there. Somebody else give some more. Tell them, step up to the microphone just quick. Just do it. Step up there. Step up there, quick. Step up to the microphone. What else?
I think it's about the liquor. They're stopping the sale of it
locally and want to export it, sell it abroad, refining it, making it, producing it better.
So they can make more import jelly and more
jams, that's right.
More stuff they can use in Guyana better than liquor and
all stuff. All right. Yes, comrade.
Are they teaching socialism in their schools?
Yes, that's true. And they're setting up socialist seminars. That'd be more important. Socialist seminars, give her 1 hour. Socialist seminars, they're setting them up for who? The police? And they're setting them up for the school teachers? The professions, and what else was it? A strong Marxist-Leninist, that encouraged me from Guyana Broadcasting Studios. It'd be a strong emphasis on Marxist-Leninism. Somebody else had to go through it. I can't. And the military. And the news media. The news media had to go through strong indoctrination in Marxist-Leninism. Prime Minister Burnham condemned them for always believing everything they read in the capitalist press. Yes.
Grossing the owner that was charged for $2,000 for selling commodities for overpriced,
yes. Overpriced.
And plus...
1.5 hour.
And plus Mrs. Brennan is telling all the brothers in Guyana that they will participate in the household, and plus the babies in the house are everyone's responsibility.
Yes, good. Another 1.5 hour.
They warned Naomi about the independence that they were getting, too. And
what?
They warned Naomi about the independence that they were getting.
Right. That has been said before, and that's very important.
Okay. And Burnham says that you only disagree with the dictator once.
That's true. Another 1/2 hour. I said if I was a dictator, obviously if he was a dictator, all the stuff wouldn't be going on. Got strikes and everything. They have strikes all the time. People strike. You don't strike in a dictatorship. Not the army comes and gets you and shoots at you. Nobody's shooting at them. They got strike going on now. Yeah.
Because of the new referendum, supposed to be free telephone and free dental and medical care.
It's already begun. Patty up the river got all the antibiotics she needed, and full treatment didn't cost her a penny. So we got to find out how to do it. But some of us insist on going to the most pleasant-looking hospital or sanitarium. If you don't mind conditions, you know what I'm talking about? Best helps in Georgetown Hospital. It's not necessarily the general hospital. You got some of the best doctors there. You don't necessarily like the surroundings. Though Shakin was there, he did all right. Not that bad. The bed's a little close, but what the hell? You're used to that. I can use my influence so they won't put anybody in the bed, because they have done that. Guyanese are not so finicky as some of you. Some of you, they had the same problem. They shared the bed rather than put them out. Because Guyana now has pledged to give everyone. Yeah, I heard on GBS the other day, two fellows was in for the same kind of thing. I don't know what it was. And so they just shared the bed. Didn't have a bed, so by God, they shared the bed. So smile, honey. You haven't had to share your bed yet. You won't. We're going to be building. Okay, now let's go quickly. Go ahead.
There was the, Burnham said that the jungle and the river snapper is a lot better than the imported sardine. And he said the local black-eyed pea is better than the imported split pea. And he said
more nutritious, too, both of them. Very good.
And he said mangoes are more highly nutritious and tasty than the imported golden apples.
Yeah, that's right, mango. And we've eaten them here. You peel them back. They're delicious. They're better for you than apple or anything else. They're almost sufficient in the diet unto themselves. Very good. 1 hour for that. That was excellent.
He also said, too, that they was taking the land from the rich people and turning it over to the people that would work it, and he didn't like the yards going up in weeds.
That's right. That's good. One hour for that, Annie. That's next is here.
They opened the nursery for 3 months.
All these people get extra. Now, they get more than extra treats. Those who get excellence on the exams get extra treats, but they get extra. Okay, go ahead.
And also, Burnham said that whoever wants to go back to the U.S., they'll just end up, I forgot the word, but they'll get lower jobs.
Yeah, they'll be a second-class citizen. They'll end up as bellhops pushing a broom. Doctors have already gone back there. It came out today on the news. I don't think I mentioned it. Doctors have gone back there, and the doctors, by God, are pushing broom. They are so prejudiced against Indian and black, they will not now license them. The capitalist white doctors want to keep a hold on, because they get too many more doctors. They won't be able to hold up the prices and cheat the people and be able to kill them off so they can keep their hospitals full. So they're doctors that went back there trying to get away from socialism here that are actually doing nothing but office work, are pushing a broom, are being nothing more than an elevator operator. All right.
And Guyana's broadcasting system said that Rhodesia had a white referendum.
A what?
A white referendum.
Yeah, white referendum. Yeah. That's right. Half hour.
Jimbo,
it was a white referendum because the blacks had nothing to say on it.
I was going to mention that what Jimbo said about the Prime Minister mentioned Guyanese citizen going back. That was it.
Thank you, comrade. We won't repeat it, but go ahead. That's thoughtful.
They're also having classes on learning disabilities, and I think Guyana's going to
start. Give him a half hour. He obviously wasn't up there for nothing.
I think Guyana's also going to start trying to make their own drugs.
Nobody else get up, please. Yes, they're establishing their own. They have a special name for it. I did not. Formulary. They're going to start their own formulary. China's helping them with that, by the way. They'll be manufacturing their drugs, and that'll be such a great relief to us, so you don't have to go import everything. And they're having to pay such high prices because the capitalists that make the medicines in USA charge them so extensively, and so they do in Britain. They'll be making their own medicines. Next. No one else get up? I said no.
They will now be selling land to be cultivated.
What's that?
They will now be selling land to be cultivated.
They'll give you land.
They'll give you land
they'll
to
provide
cultivate
you land.
Here. And also they were going to co-op, to have teach
about
citizen. Co-ops and agriculture in the schools, too.
If you're a citizen, you can't go out here now and get land on your own. You have to remain on your cooperative. But this is our land, so what the hell we need? We wouldn't need any other land. Go ahead.
And like Jimmy Stoller said about people wanting to import stuff, Burnham said that there's lots of Guyanese in Britain and in the USA that want to come back to Guyana, and if they keep importing, they won't have enough money to send them here because they can't get their passports.
That's right. That's why I said we have to tighten our belt. That's another half hour. Have to tighten our belt because there are people now wanting to get back, and they haven't been able to make enough money in Canada or England or America to get back. So the government can't afford to send them the airfare until